Welcome to season 2 of the Animal Highlight. This season is focused on animals and sound and has been extracted from season 4 of the Animal Turn podcast, which was originally aired in 2021. In this season, I'm joined with a co-host, and I'm delighted. It's Hannah Hunter, who is a friend and colleague of mine from Queen's University. Hannah is a PhD candidate in the Geography Department at Queen's University and an active member of the Sonic Arts of Place Laboratory at Queen's University, which is also a sponsor of this season. Her research explores the intersections of animals, sound, and extinction, and Hannah is particularly interested in the intersection of how we can build relationships with distant and lost beings through sound, and how sound might be a potent force for representing and challenging the fourth mass extinction. In this episode, Hannah is telling us all about dolphins. Hi, Hannah. Welcome back to the Animal Turn podcast.
Hello. It's great to be back.
So I know that you're going to be speaking to us about dolphins today, right?
Yeah. So I was thinking about animals who we know have quite strong kind of communication skills that we've kind of, that scientists have studied, and wanting to highlight some kind of cool communication and voices amongst animals. So I came to dolphins.
That's so cool. And they make such a distinctive sound, don't they? I went snorkeling in Mozambique, actually, and we got really lucky. We were surrounded by a pod of dolphins, and I'd never snorkeled before, so my ability to actually see was unbelievable. But we were in relatively shallow water, and they were just swimming under us, and I heard them long before I saw them. And they really do communicate a lot. So, I'm looking forward to what you have to say.
Yeah. So one thing, I have never been lucky enough to hear dolphins in person, but I've heard their voices before kind of on, you know, TV shows and online and things like that. And one thing that I found interesting is that dolphins don't have vocal cords. They make their sounds through their blowholes. And there's a few different, so one theme of this Animal Highlight is there is so much we don't know about dolphin sound. And there are all these different hypotheses of how dolphins make their sound, because we've never actually been able to observe kind of the inside of a dolphin while it's making its noise. And so there is one hypothesis, which is a nasal sac theory, which is that there are three pairs of air sacs located underneath the blowhole. And after the dolphin takes a breath, it closes its blowhole and the air returns from the lungs into the channel leading to the blowhole into one of those air sacs. So complicated.
Yeah, wait. That's confusing. Hang on. So you're saying there's possibly some sort of sac by the blowhole, and air is passing between the lungs and the blowhole, and that's kind of that click sound we hear. Is that kind of, they're controlling that pressure?
Yeah,
or that
so they kind of air? They plug the air sacs and release them, and then that's through the blowhole, and that's kind of what makes the sound, this contracting. Mm-hmm. And it's similar to filling up a balloon and then squeezing the end to let out the air. And then there are some other hypotheses too, but that's kind of the mainly accepted one. And so dolphins have all of these different ways that they communicate. And the kind of sounds made through the blowhole are one, but they also are quite proficient in kind of body language as a way of communicating. And also because of the kind of consistency of water, using like their bodies to kind of send waves to each other kind of through the water as kind of a way of communicating, which is really cool. And obviously dolphins are some of these animals that really capture our imagination, and we think of them as being quite intelligent. And for that reason, there's been quite a lot of research into how dolphins communicate with each other and ways of kind of decoding their language and kind of trying to speak dolphin. And people haven't gotten that far with that. There's been kind of some research about the idea that they might giggle to each other, which is kind of quite cute. And also some recent research has shown that dolphins learn languages in a similar way that we do. So babies will kind of babble, like dolphin babies will babble like human babies babble as they're kind of learning the language.
So they fumble, really cool. they don't quite get it right.
Yeah, they don't quite get it right. They just kind of try out different things, and it's not kind of for many months until they get kind of proficient in dolphin language. Wow. So that's really cool too. And yeah, and so hopefully kind of as dolphin language study develops, we'll get to kind of have a better idea about how proficient, how animals in general communicate with each other, and kind of this more nuanced understanding that they're not necessarily just kind of saying, oh, you know, I want food or I want to reproduce, but that there is a lot more nuance in that too, which I think is one of the things that you talked about in this interview too. You know, we can't just kind of boil down animal communication to these really sort of survivalist understandings that
totally
more to it.
They really are incredible.
And I think one of the things I found really interesting when I was kind of doing this kind of, you know, quick research into it is that dolphin communication, the way they communicate in captivity, is very different to how dolphins communicate in the wild. And so there are very different sounds. So dolphins in captivity will make a lot more sounds above water because they're also kind of trying to communicate with the humans too. Whereas dolphins in the wild, much more of their sounds are made underwater. So I think that's really interesting too, in thinking about how dolphins communicate with us as well and things that they might be trying to communicate to us.
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out too. Because they're social beings, and they're figuring out how to communicate in the places that they are, right? So who's in those places, which is really, and how do they get heard, I guess? Like how do we start to take seriously what they're asking for? So thank you so much for the highlight today, Hannah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you to Animals in Philosophy, Politics, Law and Ethics for sponsoring the Animal Tone podcast. Thank you also to the Sonic Arts Studio and the Sonic Arts Place Laboratory, who were sponsors for the fourth season of the Animal Tone podcast that was focused on animals and sound, where, of course, these animal highlights were extracted from. A big thank you also to Hannah Hunter for co-hosting this season of the Animal Highlight with me. This episode was produced by myself, edited by Christian Mentz, and the logo and episode artwork were created by Rebecca Shin. This is The Animal Highlight with me, Claudia Hirtenfelder.